Getting Back Out There, part funded by the National Lottery Community Fund, looking at the challenges and experiences of blind and partially sighted people in rural and isolated communities in Scotland. Today I'm talking with Jane Coates from RNIB Scotland, and we're going to hear a little bit about a project looking to provide more help and advice to blind and partially sighted people in rural and more isolated communities. How did the idea for this come about?
Believe it or not, we're going back to when we first started to come out of lockdown, the final time, and the conversation on everybody's lips was how difficult it was for people to come back into community as we knew it before COVID. And then when we were having those conversations within the blind and partially sighted community, it became more apparent to us how incredibly difficult it was for some of our community to come back to some kind of normality. And for a lot of them, the experiences that they had had changed their lives dramatically and also affected their confidence. But then we widened that to look at, what about the rural communities, which we already knew they struggle more than individuals in the central belt because of transport, because of employment, because of the distances between locations. So when we reached out to that community through contacts that we already had, through partnerships and through our ECLOs, we discovered that for the rural community in Highlands and Islands, particularly, coming out of COVID was extremely difficult. But actually, it had been difficult for them to integrate into community before COVID just because of the geographical situations they find themselves in.
Also in those communities, in the Highlands and Islands there, for example, someone who is blind or partially sighted, they may be the only person from miles and miles around with a sight condition. So almost that peer network isn't there for them straight away as well.
100%. And I think what we've found is that because these communities are so nurturing, everybody knows everybody. There's no getting away from it. Everybody knows everybody's business. But people rally round, and that is amazing. But sometimes in rallying round, you're not looking at the bigger picture. You're not looking at what is out there and what is available, what resources they have, whether it's, you know, going to the RNIB online shop or whether it's reaching out to the ECLO. You only know what you know. And if the community is looking after you, then you're less likely to reach out. So us getting the funding from the community lottery and us being able to go to these remote places and take products and talk to people and make onward referrals was just such a huge lifeline to so many folk, to the point that, you know, people then said, right, we might not be able to meet physically because we were so far apart, even though we're all in the Highlands, but we could meet online, we could meet on the telephone, we could meet on Teams. We involved some of our Tech for Life staff and volunteers to be able to teach people how to use Teams so they could meet in that way. And that's what this project is all about. It's about going out there, showing people what there is available, signposting people on, explaining the services and letting people know what they're entitled to. And actually, yes, you might live in the Shetlands or you might live in Wick or wherever it might be, but you're as entitled to services as much as somebody who lives in Edinburgh or Glasgow.
And having that peer support through things, like you say, even if it is remote, like Teams or something like that, or Zoom or whatever, getting that peer support, knowing the other people there, I suppose that would help the individuals as well with their lives going forward as well. You know, I didn't know I could, you know, maybe use that piece of tech, or I didn't know there was that educational opportunity there, or may even encourage people to go to the bigger cities and building their confidence, building their life chances.
Because we've got free travel in Scotland, we've found that people are more likely to travel further distances. So people will come into Edinburgh that live in Inverness, they'll get on the train and they'll come in. And I think that that makes a big difference. I think that people, unfortunately, expect that they're going to have to travel. You live out with the central belt, that is kind of the given. And we did find that people coming together, that whole shared experience of hints and tips and I did this and I found this worked, or it's just invaluable. It can be really life-changing.
So you go to places like the Shetlands, as you said, or Arran and some of the islands and so on. People request for you to go out, or do you just look at certain areas and say, right, let's look at putting something on this island?
Mm-hmm. We do know that with the islands, it's tricky. The services are very tricky. Some people have to come off the island for certain services. So we work really closely with our ECLO service and we have identified where there's a need. So we use all of our partnership networking to get other organisations to the event. So it wasn't just RNIB. It was lots of different other services, Optelet, etc. And then we reached out to the local authority and got them involved, reached out to local transport, got them involved. We got the local newspaper and radio involved. And as a consequence, again, that community help, everybody knows everybody. Somebody hears it on the radio, they know Mrs. Jones's dad has got macular degeneration, they tell them. And as a consequence, these events are really, really well served. And then that allows us to evidence we need to go back. It's not just a one-shot deal. We need to go back in 6 months or a year and repeat that and make sure those referral pathways have been seen through, or people whose eye condition is degenerative, that they're still getting the level of support that they need.
Bringing all those things together, you talk about, say, the local councils, transport and the community as well. But I suppose there's also a benefit there in that they're learning about sight loss as well. They're learning about people's potential too. So there's probably a way of breaking down those old stereotypes on a bigger scale.
Yes, completely. Because so we've now started doing work with Cal Mack and Robin Spinks, one of our colleagues. He's doing some work with NaviLens with them. We're going to be doing some sessions similar to the sessions we do with the bus companies. We have talk to local community transport, and we have had the opportunity to offer them some visual awareness sessions, whether that be face to face whilst we're actually in the location, or on Teams, so they can then provide a better service to their community. And as we all know, the ever-aging population, sight loss is on the increase. So, you know, they might only maybe have, when we went to Arran, say the local community transport might only have 5 people on the books who've got a visual impairment. But in 2 or 3 years' time, that could be a much bigger number. So from that perspective, it's an ongoing event. All of these events should be ongoing and need to be ongoing. And these communities need to be served in this way so they can access as much as they can.
Is there a way that people can request something that's for their area, or do you have specific ways of targeting place, something more just if people want to find out more?
We are very much inundated. You know, to give you an example, there's a Seagull Trust who run barges throughout Scotland, and one of our groups happened to go on a barge trip. So then they approached us to say, we would like all of our volunteers, of which there are hundreds, to be sighted guide trained. We would like you to help us do an audio description of all the boat tours that we do throughout the country. And I think because RNIB Scotland's reputation precedes itself, people come to us, and we're really fortunate in that regard. We're constantly on social media, but we're also aware that not a lot of our community necessarily are on social media, but we're constantly putting out the message, speaking to the echoes. They're brilliant at passing on all the information. And we really actively encourage people with sight loss, if they're interested, to become volunteers. Because in community, we've got about 150 active volunteers, and of those, over 50% have sight loss. And we really believe that the way forward for RNIB Scotland is to have these lead volunteers with lived experience that can drive these things forward, that have a passion and an understanding that just makes sure things succeed.
We will be following the project over the coming months, Jane. We're going to be chatting to some of the people on the islands and the outlying areas as well. But thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome.
Getting Back Out There, part funded by the National Lottery Community Fund, looking at the challenges and experiences of blind and partially sighted people in rural and isolated communities in Scotland. Find us on social media at RNIB Scotland.